Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. On this Thursday, December the 5th, 2013, I'm David Knight, and I'll be filling in for Alex today. We have a packed show. Alex is going to be joining us later in the show, but we're also going to be joined by Anthony Gucciardi, Leanne McAdoo, and Gigi Arnetta. We're going to be talking about a lot of breaking news today. You know, it's pretty appropriate that we have The Empire Strikes Back as our theme song here as we open up this hour, because the top story at Infowars.com right now is the Chinese state media is bragging of plans to establish a Death Star moon base. That's right. As Paul Watson says, it sounds like it's something out of The Onion, but they're actually serious about it. And it's the Chinese official state media that actually draws the analogy. They say that the experts in China are wargaming how the moon can be transformed into a deadly weapon like the Death Star in Star Wars. And the moon could hypothetically be used as a military battle station, and ballistic missiles could be launched against any military target on Earth. You know, we need to have Alex here so he could do a spot-on Darth Vader impression that he's able to do. But he will be with us later. But we're going to be talking about something else once he gets on. This is set against really the larger rise of Chinese military aggression that we've been seeing over these islands and other places. Every government wants to build up its importance, and the Chinese government is no different from the American government. They want to make themselves larger and bigger in the eyes of their people. And they'll go to war if they have to. They'll create a war if they have to. And that's something that we have to be on guard against our very own government as well as other governments. But there's also a big story today about Obama. And, you know, he's trying to pretend that he is the friend of the working man, friend of the working poor. We've got this breaking agenda this week of the minimum wage fight. And we've got fast food workers who are striking for increased wages. And they're talking about how the minimum wage hasn't been increased for a very, very long time. Well, stop and think about that. Is that really the problem? Isn't the problem the fact that people's purchasing power has gone down? That's why they're saying you need to have a rise in the minimum wage. And what about the Trans-Pacific Partnership? As Obama is saying that he's going to help the working poor by raising the minimum wage from 7 to 9, and now he's talking about $10, and of course the people who are striking want $15 an hour minimum wage. As he's saying that he's going to raise that, he is secretly negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to do what has happened to this economy is that we all know jobs have been transferred out of this economy. And as JFK said, when a rising tide floats all boats, well, we don't have a rising tide. What we have are trade deals that have basically drained the river. And what he's doing now is secretly negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to do that to a far greater extent than we've ever seen that happen before. And he's going to put in all kinds of protections for big pharma, for big banks to make sure that they can speculate on derivatives without any kind of regulation from any country in the world. This is all being done in secret with 600 corporate lobbyists. Nobody who's elected from any government is allowed to do that. And the Obama administration has put through fast-track trade negotiation, so that one person can secretly negotiate this without any oversight from elected representatives in the United States. And this is happening worldwide. So while he's doing this secretly under the table, he's now proclaiming that he's going to stand up for the working poor and he's going to raise the minimum wage. And of course, that's just going to set off more inflation. We see that the dollar, we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve. What's happened to the value of the dollar over the last 100 years? Well, it's lost about 99% of its value. And that's because of the Federal Reserve. It's because of government borrowing. And the Obama administration is bringing that on astronomically. So the root causes are there. Yet nobody is looking at the root causes. They simply see the superficial symptoms of what's happening. It's a real problem. It's a problem that's going to be shared by everybody throughout the economy. It's not something that's just going to affect the fast food industry. When we see high-paying jobs being moved out of this country, when we see the manufacturing base of this country being destroyed, when we see all wealth being transferred to the bankers, that's the fundamental issue. It's not the minimum wage. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned. We've got a big show today.
In the last past 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Thursday, December 5th, 2013. Alex will be joining us later in the show, as will Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be talking about how the government, other people in the government, are increasingly seeing Obama as a burgeoning dictator. There's opening talk on Capitol Hill. We heard it from someone from the Cato Institute. Usually these think tanks are very guarded. They're not throwing out over-the-top rhetoric about people being dictators, but we're hearing it from them. We're hearing it from constitutional law professors. And, of course, we're hearing it from the opposition. A lot of people are just going to dismiss this as partisan politics. There's a lot more to it than that. We've never heard these kind of charges being made before. And it's not just a matter of partisan politics. There are some real substantive issues. And we're going to be talking about that with Anthony Gucciardi as well as Alex Jones. I'm also going to be joined later in the show with Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Urnetta. There's a lot happening today in the news. We've got a top story on the Drudge Report. The Chinese government is openly talking about making a Death Star on the moon. I guess we should have that clip from Star Wars where they say, he says, look at the size of that moon. They say, that's no moon, Luke. You know, I mean, this is exactly what they're drawing the analogy, not us. They're saying that experts in China are wargaming how they could turn the moon into a deadly weapon like the Death Star in Star Wars to attack targets on the Earth. We also see the CIA, this is also coming up in the news, we'll be talking about this later, funding a project to assign a number to everyone in India. Sounds like something out of the Book of Revelations, doesn't it? It also sounds like something that the CIA and DARPA would be involved in, and they are. Their venture capital company, NQTEL, is backing this effort to do it in India. Now, just like the rest of our foreign policy, do you think they're going to leave it there? Or is it a test case, like Iran, like Afghanistan? We see those weapons coming home. We're going to see that weapon, and make no mistake about it, numbering everybody in a country is a weaponized use of information systems processing power. And, of course, the big news is the increase in minimum wage that Obama is talking about. He wants to portray himself as a friend of the working poor, in spite of what we've now learned about the effects of Obamacare, the rates of Obamacare. We see people losing hours, getting transferred to part-time jobs, dumbing down the definition of a full-time job as 40 hours to saying that if you work 30 hours or more, we're going to consider you to be a full-time employee for the purposes of Obamacare. And, of course, individuals can't afford it. Neither can companies. So people are having their hours cut. So if they're going to continue to work the same number of hours, many people in low-income jobs are having to find multiple jobs to get the number of hours that they need. That's just one of the ways that they're being attacked. But, of course, as all this is being done, as Obama is parading around, pretending that he's the friend of the working poor and he's going to raise the minimum wage, ignoring the fact of why the minimum wage has lost its purchasing power, at the same time, he's secretly negotiating a Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, which is going to further gut the economy, as these past trade deals like NAFTA have done. Remember Ross Perot talking about that huge sucking sound? Well, it's going to get a lot worse because the Trans-Pacific Partnership steps up all of this activity that's been happening, and it adds other things, like it adds protections for banks to engage in speculative derivatives, prohibits any country from stopping that with legislation. It asserts the controls through copyright that CISPA, SOPA, ACTA, PIPA, all these failed pieces of legislation were unable to do. They're going to try to do that through this secretive trade agreement. So it's going to affect our free speech rights. It's going to affect ownership, not just jobs, not just wealth creation, but it's going to affect ownership. It's going to essentially move us further down this path of establishing a neo-feudalism where a few people, a 1% of a 1%, own everything. And that's including intellectual property. And all the rest of us are slaveholders on the plantation. So that's coming up. And at the same time that's happening, he's also talking about, we've also got Democrats who are talking about raising the federal gas tax. So this is a quote from Obama's minimum wage speech that he delivered yesterday. He went into one of the poorest areas of Washington, D.C., they say. And he said the combined trends of increased inequality and decreasing mobility pose a fundamental threat to the American dream, our way of life, and what we stand for around the globe. And I would say absolutely true. I would agree with that. Except that everything that Obama is doing secretly, without people paying attention, certainly not the mainstream press, is increasing the inequality and decreasing the mobility. Now, of course, you could say the mobility is going to be decreased if they give you a 50% raise in the minimum wage, but then they double your gas fees, your gas taxes. I think that that's going to decrease your mobility. But, of course, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about social mobility, being able to move up and down in the economic sphere. And that and inequality are what we're going to see happen with the Trans-Pacific Partnership and with these other things like Obamacare that are being put onto people. How are we going to have a healthy economy when many people are losing their insurance, being forced to buy mandated insurance that has a lot of sub-items that they don't need, and then they find that their insurance, their monthly insurance bill is a size of what their house payment used to be, or the size of a new car payment? That's going to have tremendous effect on everyone, on the entire economy. It's going to take everybody down. As I mentioned in the first segment, it was John Kennedy who said that a rising tide lifts all boats. Well, we're seeing the river actually drained by these economic policies that are in place with Obama and others. And we're also going to be taking your calls on these issues and others. I want to hear what you have to say about minimum wage and about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, especially because the people who are out there protesting about minimum wages, they really should be protesting the Trans-Pacific Partnership because that is so much more pervasive. That is the core. Or they should be protesting the Federal Reserve. They should be looking at the root causes of this. But people tend to get caught up in the shallowness of things. We've seen this. Max Keiser was just talking about Jeremy Scahill's new documentary, Dirty Wars, and that was exactly the point he made. He said, Scahill's documentary goes around and tries to put a face on the suffering of war and does a good job of it because it's a well-produced film. But it's very superficial and very shallow, according to Max Keiser. I haven't seen the film. I'm going on his review. He says it doesn't talk at all about the involvement of the banks. It doesn't talk at all about the involvement of the CIA. How can you not talk about the root causes of these wars and what is motivating these wars and really hope that you're going to have any kind of change? And furthermore, Jeremy Scahill kind of in this movie, Dirty Wars, according to Max Keiser's review, he says that he essentially gives a pass to the whole idea, the whole purpose of the war by showing a lot of dangerous people that really, in his opinion, need to be killed. So he's really kind of a neocon leftist. And that's not really surprising when you look at who he's going to be going to work for, this new globalist billionaire, Pierre Omai. I can't pronounce his name. We'll just leave it at Pierre Omai because that's kind of the reaction of everyone in the press when they see this. They just get all glassy-eyed and start talking about how wonderful this guy is, this eBay billionaire, because I guess they think that they're going to get a job with him. But there is something that the government can do right. We shouldn't discount everything that they do, because we learn now that Afghanistan has set yet another record production of poppy. That's right, things used for opium and heroin. You know, they had only 10% of the world's supply under the Taliban, but after we came in and helped them, we've increased the supply to 90% of the world's supply is coming out of Afghanistan. That was just last year they had a record. Now they've got another record, and I guess, no pun intended, they have a chart here on this article from, let's see what's the source on this, it's CNS News, and it says Afghanistan opium poppy cultivation reaches record high. No pun intended. That's the reason why we're there, and you've got to understand, when you look at these wars, as the Jeremy Scahill documentary does, to ignore the involvement of the CIA in the drug trade in Afghanistan, to ignore what's really happening there, to ignore what the bankers, how the bankers profit from all of this, that is a very shallow, superficial analysis. But of course, if you look at that, if you want to look at what's behind all of this, then people like Jeremy Scahill will accuse you of being a conspiracy theorist. That's what he's accused us of being. Now, we've also got this story that I just mentioned from the CIA and their venture capital fund. This is the NQTEL fund. They, if you remember, helped to start up a lot of companies like, for instance, Palantir. Now, Palantir has a program that they created called PRISM. They're saying that PRISM is not the PRISM that we learned about through the Edward Snowden leaks, and yet its functions are exactly the same. And their focus is really on the military-industrial complex and in terms of looking at people's data and moving that data together and looking at trends and collating trends, collating what a person is doing on this part of the web and this part of their life and collating that with other things and building relational networks. They've also were involved in trying to take down Glenn Greenwald. That was also a leak that came out from WikiLeaks. And we saw that Palantir was actively plotting to essentially assassinate his character. That's a very dangerous thing because, as Jesse Ventura has pointed out, they first assassinate your character and then they assassinate you. And we've had no shortage of people leaving veiled threats that Glenn Greenwald ought to be assassinated. So it's very troubling when we see NQTEL and DARPA getting involved in a lot of these projects that they're getting involved, a lot of dark, dark research. And I think one of the dark things, we see the robots that they're creating, and we've talked to Dr. Noel Sharkey just recently about the killer robots, but consider how they're looking at you as their inventory, and consider not only how they look at everything that we do, but now in India, they're assigning a number to everyone there. And this company that's called MongoDB, they have a name for it. It's called Aadhaar. And they are going to assign a number to everyone in India. And do you think that's going to stop there, or are they going to bring it home? We're going to be right back. We've got lots more news to cover, and we're going to be talking to Alex Jones later in the show. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we are proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of style and sizes for any occasion. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets. Use promo code Liberty to receive a 15% discount at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Alex will be joining us later in the show, and so will Anthony Gucciardi, Leanne McAdoo, and Gigi Arnetta. And we're going to be talking about the world waking up to Obama's dictatorship. And it's not just his dictatorship. We see that millennials are now waking up to seeing what's going on with the quote-unquote Affordable Health Care Act. They're seeing that it's a massive transfer of wealth from one generation to another. But, of course, the biggest transfer of wealth is from the middle class of America to the insurance companies who wrote this. That's what Alex has been saying from the very beginning, that it was the insurance companies that were writing these regulations. And now we see how that's playing out. We see that the stock trends, as Don Salazar wrote an article on InfoWars, showing that their stock prices had gone up by, on average, about a factor of 2 to 5, just like we see the many reports of the insurance rates that people are seeing going up by a factor of 2 to 5. They knew exactly what was going to happen with this. They knew exactly where this was headed, and it was built into their stock price. We can see how they're taking advantage of people's ignorance, even through the Obama minimum wage talks, at the same time that he's setting up this Trans-Pacific Partnership. At the same time, we've got Democrats saying that they want to stand for the working poor. We see them proposing a $27 billion tax increase on gasoline. And who's that going to affect the most? Of course, it's going to affect the people at the lowest level of pay jobs. They're the ones who have the highest percentage of their income in fuel taxes. And as part of that, we've got that on InfoWars.com. It's Democrat tax per mile scheme surfaces again in Congress. So it's not just raising the taxes per gallon of gasoline by about 80-some-odd percent. It's also going to be looking at a project to tax us by mile. After they've told everybody that they want you to get fuel-efficient cars, and we're paying a lot more for fuel-efficient cars, and a lot of people have invested money in fuel-efficient cars, we had the buyback of the clunkers because we had to get more fuel-efficient cars. Now they've completely going to change the rules of the game and tax us by mile. So those fuel-efficient cars are not going to be as, of course, they're going to not get rid of the other tax. So they'll still tax you on the gasoline that you use. They're just going to add this additional tax because they want to grind you into the dust. And that's necessary when all power and all wealth is being transferred from everyone to Washington and to the corporations that they work for. Take a look at this. Now, this is actually a story that was on NPR. And they were talking about how banks are charging some people for their early pay loan, they get kind of a payday loan, so they're out of money, they have to get an advance on their paycheck. They're getting paid, they're getting charged 180% interest rates in some cases. And they had a hearing this summer, and they asked a banking representative who represents six banks, and they said, do you think it's appropriate for some of the most respected banking names to be making 200% plus off of some of their customers? And he said, well, firstly, I don't accept that it's 200% because it's a line of credit. No, wait a minute. It's still 200% whether you call it a line of credit or you call it something else. He says, it's not a loan. It's a line of credit. If we were charging 200% for a home mortgage, I'm with you. That's too much. But this is not a loan. It's a line of credit. Come on. Come on. That's semantics. That's taking advantage of people's ignorance. That's exactly what Obama is doing with this minimum wage talk. Okay, he's going out and telling people, don't worry, we're going to raise you from $7 to $10 an hour, and everything's going to be just fine. But ignoring why you need that raise, why you have seen the value, the purchasing power of your dollar go down, ignoring what he's doing in terms of gutting the economy with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, doing that in secret. I'm old enough to remember when there were usury laws in this country. It used to be against the law for banks to charge more than 10%. Only the mafia, loan sharks, would charge people more than 10%. Here you've got banks charging people for paycheck advances, charging them 200%. I don't think the mafia did that 40 years ago. But they're not as smart as these bankers because they can get away with it. They can go to Congress and they can say, it's not a loan. It's a line of credit. It's not a mortgage. It's a line of credit. So, you know, they play with these semantics. And yet at the same time, we see that the banking regulations from Chris Dodd and Barney Frank are shutting down all of the smaller banks that are competitors to these too big to fail, too big to jail banks that are running everything. We have now, according to this article from, as a lot of people have talked about this, this particular one is from personalliberty.com, and they quote, they say, the number of banks in the U.S. is at its lowest level since the Great Depression due to a combination of regulatory hurdles that are forcing many community banks out of business. And we see that larger press outlets are saying, well, this is actually a good thing because it makes us more efficient. You know, that was the line of Rockefeller. that he hated competition because competition was essentially a sin. They don't want competition. They want to shut down all the local banks, and they want to shut down all the mom-and-pop stores and have only the largest one.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. And we're going to be joined with Alex and Anthony Gucciardi later in the show. We're going to be talking about how the world is increasingly seeing Obama as a dictator. Look at some of the trends that are happening here. Now, we just had Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute come out and talk about how we're facing a real danger of violent revolution if people understand that the government feels like they no longer need to obey the law. Remember the Constitution they took an oath to? That's what gives them their authority to govern. And if they ignore the Constitution, ignore the laws, and just do whatever they please, then they are essentially no different than a foreign invader. But to hear the Cato Institute talking about that is pretty amazing. And now we've got A couple of more articles. We've got an article on Infowars.com. This is a congressman fears that Obama could suspend election laws. This is Representative Trey Gowdy out of South Carolina. And this is what he says. He says, if the president can fail to enforce immigration laws, can the president likewise fail to enforce election laws? In other words, if he can arbitrarily ignore immigration laws, and that's just one category of laws that he's ignored, then can't he just ignore the election laws as well? If he can send troops into Libya without getting a congressional declaration, can't he just suspend the election laws? If he can get his signature piece of legislation like Obamacare passed, and then he can arbitrarily say, well, I'm going to extend the deadline for this class of company, I'm going to extend the deadline for individuals, is that any different than a dictator? A dictator is somebody who essentially, if you look at the meaning of the word, right, it comes out of dictate or speak. And so essentially a dictator is someone for whom the law is in his mouth. There is no external written controlling legal authority, as Al Gore famously said one time. There is no controlling legal authority here. That's about the best description of Washington I've ever heard. But Obama has taken it to all new levels, just saying, we're not going to enforce the immigration laws. And now we have and we'll talk about this in detail with Anthony and with Alex, but we've got a law professor from George Washington University, Jonathan Turley, and he's saying that the danger is quite severe. We see a concentration of power in every single branch. You know, Rand Paul has talked about this. He's come up with a law that says we're going to require I'm sure it won't get passed, but it would require the Congress to, A, read the laws. It would require them to do one subject at a time. And it would require them to actually write the laws. Because right now what they do is they pass this along to bureaucracies. As Nancy Pelosi said, we have to pass the law so we can see what's in it. And so they pass this along to the bureaucracies, and they're able to put the details in. And, of course, that's where the devil lies, is in those details. So they really don't know where those details are going to be. They really don't know what's in it. And they want the bureaucracy to fill in those details, because if they were to fill in the details, then they would have to take the blame for what happens. And if it's really bad, they can pretend that they're the saviors. They can ride in on the white horse and they can say, we're going to roll back this evil bureaucracy, whether it's the EPA or the IRS or some other group. They can let the bureaucracy take the fall for it rather than Congress, and Congress can pretend like they're the saviors. We see that happening with Representative Sensenbrenner now. Here's a guy who is facing reelection and the wrath of voters who are angry about what we've learned about the NSA through the Snowden leaks. And, of course, it didn't start with the Snowden leaks. As Paul Joseph Watson has pointed out, this has been going on since the 90s with Echelon. We knew about it extensively at that point in time. Of course, it had been happening earlier even than that. After September 11th and the passage of the Patriot Act, we had four whistleblowers within the NSA, people like Benny and Drake. They went to the mat to stop this stuff. They knew that it was going broad. They knew that they were moving from what was called Thin Thread to another system that was called Trailblazer, that was going to be spying domestically, not just on foreign citizens, but going to be used to collect information on American citizens. So they followed all of the whistleblower etiquette and stayed within the system. And one of them was charged with multiple felonies and pursued by and persecuted by the Justice Department for quite some time before he was exonerated. That was Drake. But all of that was out there. And yet we see that it's still surfacing. Nothing is being done about this. And we now see people like Sensenbrenner coming back and saying, well, even though he brought up the Patriot Act, he wants to come back and say, I'm going to rein in the government. That's exactly what they do. Obama is supposedly going to be helping us because he's going to give us more time before the quote-unquote Affordable Health Care Act bankrupts everybody by extending the deadlines. But he won't do the fundamental reform, which is to basically gut the thing and have something that is actually a free market, which we didn't have in healthcare before. Actually expanding people's choice, actually expanding people's ability to purchase and to save money through medical savings accounts, through information about who charges how much, information about what their success rate is at a given hospital or a given doctor. But they hide these things from us, just as they're hiding the real economic consequences. And just before the break, I was talking about how the number of banks are dramatically shrinking. Now, this is a report that came out. This one is from the Wall Street Journal. It said the number of banks has fallen below 7,000 for the first time since they began keeping track of it in 1934, since the Great Depression. If you watch the Drudge Report, you've seen for a long time that he'll put up 146 banks closed this quarter or 160 closed that quarter. The number of small lending institutions has been shrinking drastically. So that's down from a peak of 18,000 financial institutions. We're now down to below 7,000. So we've lost two-thirds of the banks. Is that a problem? Yeah, it is. Because remember when we had the bailout, it was because the banks were too big to fail? Remember when we had money laundering charges and other things brought up, other crimes brought up against HSBC and UBS? We were told by the Holder Department of Justice this year that they were too big to jail. He didn't put any major fines. They got a minor hand slap in terms of fines. Didn't pull their charter, even though these are foreign banks. None of the officers went to jail, as anybody else would, for these kind of laundering charges. So when you have banks that are too big to fail, too big to jail, that is a big problem. And yet, we see this from this Wall Street Journal article. They said, the consolidation could help alleviate concerns that an abundance of U.S. banks leads to difficulties in oversight or a less efficient financial system. Come on. Monopolies aren't efficient except for the person who owns the monopoly. That's what Rockefeller wanted. That's what J.P. Morgan wanted. That's exactly what they're getting. And it's not working out very well for the rest of the country because the big banks and the 1% of the 1% are running everything here. This is another quote from the article. There's no reason why we need many banks except if those smaller banks have a much lower return on, especially if those smaller banks have a much lower return on capital. Well, you know why they have a lower return on capital? Because they're not charging people 200% interest rate on payday loans. They're not ripping people off like the big banks. There's talk now they're going to charge people for depositing money. And we've seen various schemes like that from Bank of America, from J.P. Morgan or Morgan Chase. That's what the banks do when they get control. And that's a major part of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement that is being worked on. And, of course, Obama wants to have that done by the end of the year, just like he wants to have this increase in minimum wage done. So as he gives with one hand a little bit to some people that think that he's on their side and in their court, he is gutting the system with the other hand secretly and under the table. Now, we've got a story here that completely changed the direction that we're going from banks to looking at what's happening with the police state. And this is something that I saw really, really disturbed me. This is a 14-year-old who was tasered in the face. Absolutely amazing pictures. If you can see this, it's absolutely amazing. Both eyes are blackened and swollen. He's got contusions all over his face. It's horrible. He was shoplifting $31.93 worth of merchandise from a Walmart. Now, he was handcuffed, and he tried to run away, and they tasered him in the face while handcuffed. And his mother was told that she could not see him for quite some time. It says the extensive lacerations, bruising, and black eyes were allegedly the result of him having been tasered and fallen to the ground on the pavement. Except if you look at his face, both sides of his face are beaten up. His mother believes that he was beaten while handcuffed. But to taser a child in the face like that, I mean, can't they run him down? I mean, are they that out of shape? If they're that out of shape, why are they in the police department? But listen to the excuse that they gave here. They said the boy probably turned around to see if the officer was chasing him when the barb caught his cheek, said the district attorney. With handcuffs, there was nothing to break his fall as his legs gave out. Well, that's what happens when you taser somebody. They fall straight to the ground. We've got another 17-year-old in Bastrop here just outside of Austin who was tasered because he was standing in the way of a cop who wanted to get to a fight between two other people, two girls who were fighting, and just tasered this kid in the back, according to the witnesses who were there. And, of course, he went down like a rock, hit his head on the concrete, and is in a coma and was in critical condition. I'm not sure what the latest on that case is. That was the end of last week, the case of that, and we had students who walked out in protest there at the school. This is what's happening everywhere. And so the question to you is, and I'm going to take some of your calls here, the question is, what are we going to do to rein in this out-of-control police state? How do we get that back? Are some of you going to run for office and institute some reforms? Because one of the things that never happens is there's never any accountability on these police brutality cases. We always see that these people are put on paid leave because of the unions and because of the government's attitude anymore. Nothing ever happens to the officers themselves. They're not fired. They're not personally held responsible for this. At the very least, can't we cut the budget of the police department instead of putting that burden on the taxpayers when they injure somebody like this child excessively? Instead of letting the police department just go on and buy another gigantic piece of military hardware from Homeland Security, can't we have them take the fine to compensate this victim out of their budget at the very least? If we can't fine the officers, if we can't hold them responsible and move them out of the department? So the problem is, when you tolerate that, you're sending a message to other officers that it's okay to do this. And at some point, that has to stop. And if your people and your local city council and mayor won't do that, maybe you need to run for office and do something about it yourself. Let's take a call. We've got Eddie from Arizona. Eddie, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I just wanted to give a solution out there for your research staff to do, or InfoWarriors in general. I know the book Superclass said there were 6,000 people who ran the minions for the 120 families. I would like all their names known and faces published with a blurb about what they do and who they are. We can kind of turn those around on its head like Fight Club. They all go out to eat. They all have masseuses. Then they all have private security. And I think if everyone knew their involvement in the basic destruction of our planet, and if we could actually get their names and faces out there, kind of like the 52 cards in Iraq, the most wanted, not to have a bloody revolution, not to go killing police and people kill each other, that's crazy. But we need to let these little tiny group of people know, we know who you are, we know what you look like, and kind of turn this thing on its head.
But well, that's why it's very important. I agree. That's why it's very important to have something like WikiLeaks. That's why it's very important to have leaks like we see from Edward Snowden. They're portraying him as if he was a criminal and as if he was harming our national security. What harms our national security is when our government acts as criminals. And so when you see these kind of leaks from WikiLeaks, you see these leaks from Ed Snowden, that's when we see what's really going on behind the scenes. We have people who will leak the proceedings of the Bilderberg Group, and we know now that that was something that was set up at its initial creation. They were talking about creating the EU and the European Union. And now we see these things being consolidated through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We have a lot of information. The problem is that people are caught up in the superficialities of life, just like they're caught up in the minimum wage, and they don't see what's really happening underneath it. Let's talk to, thanks, Eddie in Arizona. Let's talk to Kyle in Canada. Kyle, what's on your mind?
How are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Just first want to say, you know, God bless you and Alex. You guys do a great job. It's absolutely incredible what you guys do every day. I just wanted to mention the economic collapse and that's you know, going to happen in the States and undoubtedly affect Canada. It's going to usher in the you know, the mark of the beast system, basically. They already pretty much have the mark of the beast system in place. I don't know if they have it in the States like they do in Canada, but if you pay with a pay pass in Canada, a credit card or a debit card, it operates on the same RFID frequency that they're going to use in the chip that's going to go in your hand or your head. It's unbelievable. Basically, it's just unbelievable what they've set up. It's,
well, did you hear the article that I was talking about earlier where the CIA helped to fund this project in India that's assigning a number to every person in India?
I haven't heard about that. It's just unbelievable.
It's being funded by the CIA. So you got to ask yourself, why is the CIA interested in inventorying the people of India? Well, of course, it's because they're going to do it to the people of America. And we see this happening in multiple fronts. That's the other thing that you see happening is they don't attack in just one area. They will attack with multiple fronts on something like identifying people with RFID, numbering them. That is something that's going to come at us from multiple ways. They never just have one strategy. They always have multiple strategies. Thank you very much, Kyle in Canada. Let's go to Ryan in Texas. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Lots on my mind, actually, sir. But one of the main things I wanted to touch up on was you mentioned how Obama wants to shift the minimum wage equation.
Yes.
Whenever I was in elementary school, I'm sorry, I'm an accountant student at A&M Kingsville, but whenever I was in elementary school, our teachers taught us how to do proportional fractions. For example, if gas is worth $3 per gallon now, you put the denominator as, what is minimum wage right now, $7.25,
mm-hmm.
I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's $3 over $7.25 equals to X over whatever the new proposed minimum wage is, cross multiply, divide, and you will see the paradigmatic equation shift based upon the minimum wage increase. And most people aren't able to process that type of.
Well, yeah, you see that whenever they put out a sales tax, they always do that. I remember, you know, you can have a sales tax of 6%, and they're going to change that from 6% to 7%. What they tell everybody, the government tells everybody, and the media is their willing partner in this, they say, well, we're going to have a one penny increase in the sales tax. It's like, no, you're not. You're taking a 6% tax rate and you're changing it to a 7% tax rate. That's 1/6. Okay, that's a 17% increase. It's not a one penny increase. They lie to people and they prey on people's ignorance. Just like I was talking about earlier, where they, with extra payday loans, they charge people over 200%. And then when you call them on it, they say, oh, that's not usury. That's not a loan. That's a line of credit. We're going to be right back with your calls. We're going to be talking about the minimum wage, and we're going to be talking about Obama as a burgeoning dictator. Stay tuned.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
We'll be right back. Jesus.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Someone Show. I'm David Knight filling in for prayers. Alex. I'm going to be joined later in the show with Alex and with Anthony Gucciardi, and we're going to be talking about Obama as dictator. That's increasingly how he's being seen in Washington, and it's much more than just partisan politics. There's some real substance to this. There's a real departure from the rule of law, and there's a tremendous concentration of power, and we see an exponential rise in the number of executive orders. So we're going to be talking about that in the third hour with Alex and Anthony Gucciardi. And we're going to be joined in the next hour with Leanne McAdoo and Gigi Arnetta, also on the staff of the Nightly News. That's where you'll normally find me. We have Prison Planet TV. This is a good time of the year to sign up for Prison Planet TV and support that. Every night through the week, we have a news broadcast there. It's something that you can share with friends and family. Up to 10 people can listen to that at the same time. And it helps to support our operation. That's what funds it. It's a great way to get the word out. And you'll find on Prison Planet TV, as a subscriber, you'll have access in HD quality to all of Alex's documentaries that he produces are there. So it's a great way to wake people up. It's something that you can pass around as a gift this time of year. Now, also, I want to let you know that we have Survival Shield is now back in stock. That's the nascent iodine. You may not realize that it used to be 40 years ago that people got at least 725 micrograms of iodine on average a day just through baked goods. Because they used to use iodine in the processing of baked goods. They took that out. And you know what they did? They substituted it with bromides, which are harmful to your health. So there's a deficiency for most people. Unless you eat a lot of seaweed, a lot of seafood, you don't get very much iodine. It's essential for brain health. A lot of people in the office who take this can actually feel the effect, feel it in their pineal gland. I don't get any feel out of coffee, though. So I'm not typical of most people. I can have multiple canisters of coffee, and I don't feel it. But I know the importance of iodine. And just like any other supplement, I know that I'm not getting something that I need to supplement my diet with. I'm not getting enough of it in my regular diet. The American diet has changed quite a bit in the last several decades. And if you're aware of what's going on with it, you're aware of your need to supplement. And you can pick that up right now. It helps also to support our operation. It's an important thing. It's InfoWarsLife.com. You can find our health products that are being developed there, as well as the ProPure Filter is now still has a 20% discount on it. At Water 20, I think you can still get that offer. That's on the website there at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we were talking just before the break about the effect of minimum wage. And, of course, it's a very important thing because, according to statistics, 70% more college grads are earning minimum wage than a decade ago. And the U.S. economy, even though it's recovered, 5.7 million jobs out of the 8.7 million jobs that were lost, 60% of all those jobs have been at the low-income wage. So if people lose a high-paying job in a factory and they now get another job at a low-paying fast food industry, as far as the government's concerned, that's not a problem because we're just looking at the jobs, right? But it is a big problem because we see our country being transformed from a manufacturing society to a service economy. And we were told for a long time that was going to be great because we weren't going to have the pollution issues. We're going to push those off onto China and the third world. And of course, we see that they have tremendous, tremendous pollution there because there's no laws protecting the people who live there. They've got them working in unbelievable slave conditions. But that's exactly what they wanted. They took our high-paying manufacturing jobs that gave us kind of a self-sufficiency in our economy, exported them, and they're going to be doing that in spades with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But don't pay attention to that. Let's focus on the minimum wage because Obama's going to help you there. We're going to be right back, and we're talking about that in a little bit more detail with callers. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. performance in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.